And we've got a new person who's joining me every week from now on at around this time, Graham Craig, who runs the excellent whatsonwhite.com event listing site. Hello, Graham.
Hello, Kevin.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to be chatting every week about this time, about what's happening on the Isle of Wight over the next week or so.
Yeah.
And I know you've got quite a few things to tell us about. But before you do that, tell us about you and what's on Wight. Where and when did that start?
Oh, well, the idea started probably about 10 years ago. I picked up a magazine in Brighton called, I think it was called 7 Days, something like that. And it had events, TV listings, and it was also one of those double-sided magazines, so it had property on the back, and I thought, what a great idea. You know, there was nothing like it on the island at the time. We didn't have island life and things like that. So, and I thought, you know, that's brilliant. And I thought, I'm going to do that one day. And, you know, 10 years later, because I'm a bit slow, you know, I just thought, right, you know, time's right, let's just do it. So I've been doing it for about a year now.
Yeah. And when did you start it up again? About a year ago?
It was about a year ago. It took me quite a few attempts to build, because I had to learn, you know, I was a bit of a kind of a web designer anyway, on and off. So so I had to learn kind of like, you know, some new concepts and bring myself up to date. I'm not a coder, I'm more of a, you know, I know what I want to achieve, and so I just work to kind of achieve that. And it took me about 6 months to build. I had a couple of horrendous mistakes along the way.
As you do,
like, you know, corrupted databases and stuff like that, but, you know, survived and got it going about last February. So,
and how do you think it's going? Because whenever I look, it seems like there's loads and loads of stuff in there.
It's kind of building all the time. It's, you know, the island being the island, things are a bit slow to take off. And I always knew it would be, you know, a little acorn, if you like. But, it's growing, and I'm getting more followers and on Twitter and Facebook, and, of course, more clicks through to the website as well, which is great.
Fantastic. And now we found you as well.
Absolutely.
And now you're brilliant. On the radio.
Yeah, it's great.
See, amazing. What's going on? Yeah, but I'm really pleased because up till now I've been just doing my own sort of random trawl. So it's really good for us because this hour of the show we always try and focus on arts and entertainment stuff.
Yeah.
So it'd be much better coming from you than me, which is why I asked you to join in. So thanks very much for that.
No problem.
And do you want to just give us a quick rundown? There's so much of it, I know.
Yeah.
We'll break off halfway and have a bit of music. But
okay.
Off you go, Greg. I'll just put my feet up and have a cup of tea there.
Well, they're not in date order, so but these things are coming up in the following week, in this coming week. So we've got, there's a Isle of Wight Symphony Orchestra on Saturday the 12th, Medina Theatre, and that features soprano Jane Streeton, who's performing Strauss's 4 Last Songs. And the second half of the performance is Rachmaninoff's 3rd Symphony. I'm not familiar with his work, but, you know, it sounds good. Symphony's in A minor. We've also got Spring Fair in Trinity Theatre in Cowes. That's on Saturday from 10 till 1. Normal sort of stuff, cakes, jewellery, books, plants, toys, Phoenix cards are there, tombola, raffles and refreshments, so that should be a nice leisurely afternoon.
Yeah.
Ventnor Exchange, I've got quite a few bits for Ventnor Exchange. they have what's called a scratch night on Friday the 11th of March, and Scratch Night is it's kind of like a bi-monthly showcase of new work. So, you know, if you're a writer or a performer and you want to try out some new material on you know, an audience before you go live, then that's probably the way to do it. They kind of keep you to 15 minute pieces, but it's an opportunity to get out there, test some material.
Yeah.
If it works, go with it. If it doesn't, then ditch it and try something else. Yeah. You know,
and there's a bar as well, so
even better.
Yes, just yeah. that's the clincher, isn't it?
Absolutely, and it's free. So regardless of, you know, if you want to do a performance, it's free if you just want to be in the audience and listen to this some of this material and give it some feedback, then of course it's free. And on Sunday the 13th of March there's the Bee Gees Story Nights on Broadway, which is quite a big sort of tour and performance production. That's at Medina Theatre.
When's that again, Graham?
That's on Sunday the 13th, that's at Medina Theatre. Tickets are $18.50 and they do concessions as well. Another one at Ventnor Exchange is An Audience with Shirl. That's on Wednesday and Thursday this week at 8 p.m. and it's a local artist called Sue Bevin, and she has performed An Audience with Shirl, which is about Shirley Bassey, and it's a kind of a tragic and a funny play. She's a character that for 30 years has followed her hero Shirley Bassey, you know, and followed her globally, not just from, you know, South Wales where they were, where she was born. So she follows her all over. She gets into all sorts of scrapes. She's, you know, washed dishes, she's scrubbed floors, she's waitressed, and it's all because she's got this you know, this sort of, she wants to be with Shirley Bassey, she wants to be that close to her. And it's a very funny play. She's done it at Edinburgh Fringe and it's got some cracking reviews. And we've also got Dreaming on Paper, which is it's a drawing workshop. This is for young creatives, so if you've got some creative young talent in your household, 11 to 15, this is for them. It's on Sunday 13th, 2 till 4 at Ventnor Exchange. It's part of the Young Creative Scheme, and this session is run by local artist Charlie James. And it's a fun-filled workshop, transform your dreams into physical depictions, and, you know, he teaches them how to put them into collages later on. You have to join up to the Young Creative Scheme, but it is free. So all you've got to do is just go on to whatsonwhite.com, find Drawing with Dreams, which I think will be in the theatre workshops, and just follow the link through to Ventnor Exchange and sign up.
And what age do you have to be, Graham?
11 to 15.
11?
Yeah.
To 15.
11 to 15.
All right.
We also have on What's on White a little thing called I'll Be Active. It's actually part of the Council Sport Unit, and they put together a range of activities and sports from Monday through to Sunday, so there's the stuff on every day. Have a look at that. There's Pilates, there's yoga, there's hoop fit classes, table tennis, golf, walking football, regular tennis. There's just loads. There's a full programme. Some of it's free, some of it's paid for, but you know, it's sort of £2, £3, £4. Sometimes it's not a lot. So, you know, there's some good stuff on there.
So if
you
worth get looking out at that website.
Absolutely, yeah. And another sporty thing is every Saturday morning, there's a park run at Medina. It's 8:45 for a 9 a.m. start. And park run is a big national community club aimed at getting people out and get them running. From four upwards, any ability, you don't have to be, you know, fast, you don't have to be you know, do the 100 meters in 9 seconds. It's just getting out there. It's fully organized, they've got marshals, and if it's your first time, there's loads of people around who'll, you know, help you out.
That sounds good.
It's free, but you, again, it's another one where you do have to register on the national database, and by registering you also get time. So if you want to kind of challenge yourself and get quicker and faster and fitter each week, then you can do that.
And can people go on to What's on White for that?
That's
and follow the links from there. Okay, brilliant. Have you got some more, or do you want to have a little break now?
Let's have a little break and save them all up for.
Is your voice holding up, Graham?
Just about.
He's eyeing up the water, Graham. Now I'm driving him too hard. Right. Okay. Let's have New Order, and then we'll be back with Graham and some more fantastic events on the Isle of Wight. Yeah, New Order, True Faith 94. This is Kevin on the Monday Magazine. I'm here with Graham Craig from whatsonwhite.com, and we're running through the event listings for the Isle of Wight this week. So, back to you, Graham. What else is coming up?
Well, on my site, I also do films and trailers and all the times from local cinemas as well. I say local cinemas. We've only got two. regular cinemas, anyway. So there's loads and loads of movies on there. But one that's opening this Thursday is one called The Divergent Series, and this title is Allegiant. It's 12A, so, you know, for the older ones, I suppose. But it's at both cinemas from Thursday. And Divergent is kind of like one of these. I think this is a trilogy, but there is a part two coming out next year as well. So they're busy making that one.
Okay.
So that's it's quite an interesting film. Another film, this one is a bit of a, oh, I don't know, a strange one, I suppose. It's a film called The Venus Project. It's not that well known. It's not like a great big, you know, sort of 20th Century Fox or anything like that. But it's at Ventnor Exchange. The film is free, and it's on tomorrow night, Tuesday the 8th at 8 p.m. And it's quite an interesting film. It explores many aspects of our society, and kind of in a, it's to provoke a kind of what's possible in our world, you know, and what we need to consider the world we want to live in. And sort of in a nutshell, it's the work of Jacques Fresco, who says that we can make things look beautiful and live in harmony, you know, and not, you know, crucify nature, if you like. You know, we can live side by side with nature, and we just need a more harmonious and cooperative society. So, you know, he's talking about, instead of chopping down trees to make wooden houses, just use concrete ones. We can make them look beautiful, you know. We don't have to, you know, tarmac everywhere. You know, we can live side by side with the crocodiles. And well, because he lives in Florida, you know. So he wants to live side by side with the crocodiles and the flamingos, you know. It'd be nice in the UK.
So
wouldn't
it's not
set
on the Isle of Wight, then?
No. We can live side by side with, I don't know, what, jellyfish or...
Yeah,
whatever.
Red squirrels.
Yeah. And you know, so it's quite an interesting film. There's a trailer on the what's on white.com. So you know, if you want to have a look at that,
and go. I'm having a look now. I've got the website up, so I'm going to have a look. You carry on, Graham.
Okay. And something again for the younger people with a bit of creative talent. On Wednesday at Key Arts, there's Rob De Banks Music Club, which is workshops including lyrical writing, spoken word, DJing, singing, you know, plus all the other bits that go with music, so lighting, engineering, comparing, and some music lessons as well, I suppose. So you know, and talk to the experts that come ahead, that come along and join in, or promote your band and just hang out, you know.
Okay.
It's a nice, fairly an easy thing to do. And and then just looking ahead, there's a few things coming that might interest a few people. The Wurzels, do you remember them?
I'm a
cider
still going,
drinker.
Are they?
Yeah. Blimey. Yeah, 50 years apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. Well, so they'll be singing all those old favourites.
Where are they?
They're at the old Brickfield site.
Oh yeah,
remember that?
Yeah.
I haven't been past there for ages now, I would assume that
up by Binstead is that?
Yeah, just on that main road.
Yeah,
I don't know where it goes then. Oh, Haylands or something like that? No, Haven Street.
Oh, the Isle of Wight's a big place. I'm not sure.
It's on Saturday the 21st of May, so it is this month.
21st of May.
21st of May.
Okay.
The reason I'm saying it is because it's admission by ticket only. So, and they do tend to sell out.
Yeah.
And it's in aid of the RABI, which is the Royal Agricultural Benevolent Institution.
Okay.
So you can only buy, you can get your tickets with Pets at Heart, NFU, Windmill Farm, County Fencing, and they've got support from a local island band called the Rattle Shaking Daddies.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So that should be a good night.
Yeah.
LDN Wrestling. Now, this is on Saturday the 9th of April at Medina Theatre. It's wrestling like the old days. Do you remember that? World of Sport, yeah. Dickie Davis, and all that sort of stuff. So it's that kind of like that showmanship style, and it's all theatrical, and you know, you won't see Giant A Stacks or Big Daddy because I think they've hung up their leotards, but that kind of, it's family entertainment basically, you know. It's really good. Not probably quite so family orientated as Roy Chubby Brown.
No. When was the wrestling again, Greg? When was the wrestling?
The wrestling is Saturday the 9th of April.
9th of April. 9th at of Medina. April. Yeah.
At Medina. Another one at Medina is Roy Chubby Brown. He does tend to be a big sellout, so you know, you've got a month, get your tickets if he's your kind of comedian. And also coming up is Blake, which is kind of, if you like it, El Divo and G4 and Calabro.
Yeah.
Then that's your sort of concert, you know, good looking men, cracking voices and plenty of audience participation, and that's on Friday the 8th at Medina Theatre.
8th of
That's on the 8th of April.
Okay, April. So not far away. About a month from now.
Not far away.
Yeah.
And one final one. I know there's only a few tickets left for this, and it's another April one. Saturday the 9th of April. It's Playing with Fire. It's a murder mystery whodunit type thing.
Yeah.
It's fundraising event for the Brain Tumour Charity, Wessex Neurological Centre, and the Firefighters Charity, and it actually takes place in the fire station at Nicholson Road and Ride.
Oh, that'll be fun.
They've got a licensed bar. Your tickets are £20. Your buffet supper is included. Maximum of 10 per table. But they've only got a few tickets left, so you know, get on, it's on our community and charity events page.
Okay,
get on that, click through to Catherine Grimes and book your tickets.
Okay, fantastic, thanks Graham. So just remind everyone now, so there's loads of those events, and all of those are on your website. So give us the URL then.
You don't have to type in www anymore, do you?
No.
So it's just What's On White.
All one word.
All one word. .com.
What's On White. .com. No apostrophes.
No apostrophes. No, we don't.
It couldn't be easier
with those anymore,
could
do they?
Couldn't be easier, could
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
No, okay. And all the links you need are on there. So if you want to book tickets for any of these events, you can follow the links through your website.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's a fairly standardised format. And if anybody out there, you know, gets involved in events, particularly community and charity events, then give us a shout. You know, we've got a contact us page. Bands as well, we run a gig list.
Fantastic.
You know, we've got a lot of things covered.
I know, not only are you on the web, you're on Vectis Radio every Monday. There's an extra incentive to get in touch with Graham.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So go to whatsonwhite.com and click contact and let Graham know details of your event. And you too can be on whatsonwhite.com and on Vectis Radio if you're lucky. Anyway, that's brilliant. Thanks very much for coming in, Graham.
Thank you, Kevin.
And we'll see you next week.
No problem.
Cheers.